Hello, everyone, on a beautiful June 16th, 2021. This is the 299th episode of the Quarantine Cast. That's a lot of episodes of a podcast, a lot of days in quarantine.
Yeah, fam. Are we going to get to 365?
Ooh.
I mean, 365 is, I guess, a little irrelevant because...
Because it's not a year.
Yeah.
We're not doing weekends. It's been well over a year at this point.
Mm. Right. I don't know.
Ryan's 25. He was 23 when we started this.
God damn.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's the... Feels bad, man.
No, I was a fresh-faced, recent college grad turned... firmly mid-20s, like undeniable.
The middle of your mid-20s,
it's
even.
It's depressing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I want to fucking die.
I saw this exact scenario in a meme on Twitter the other day, and it was the blinking white man meme. So, open eyes, it said 23. Eyes closed, COVID-19. Eyes open again, 25.
Hi.
And then just... Fuck. God damn it.
That was me. Him.
Our mortal coil is slipping away. I'm about to be 26 and I'm pretty jazzed about it.
I feel like 24 to 26. I mean, it would definitely... Once again, having been 24 for a full year now... I was definitely in denial the whole time, just pretending that I was still early 20s. But once you turn 25, I feel like you're like, yeah, no, I was definitely I was mid 20s and when I was 24. So in retrospect, 24 to 26 is just going from your mid 20s to your mid 20s. But 23 to 25 is like,
that's a jump.
Nah, man. Like, yeah, people go to college when they're 23. Like, it's not no big deal. And 25 is like, no, you're like, your brain's fully developed. Like, you.
What do you mean?
You better
you're
get
not
a fucking,
married yet.
Yeah. What do you mean you don't have a mortgage? Like,
are you telling me you're not a homeowner? Don't you want to outbid BlackRock?
What do you mean you?
No, you don't understand. It's totally cool. We've been doing it for 10 years, so you shouldn't be mad.
Guys, I don't know. I mean, it's the equivalent of like, guys, why are you mad that we're in the middle of a war in the Middle East? We've been doing this for 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's
that
okay.
Makes it worse, I'd argue. Like, you're trying to make me feel better, but I think it makes it worse.
I just feel like my life doesn't have value. Hey, man, no one's life has value.
Great man theory is a myth. We are all equally insignificant.
It's just the Homer Simpson meme of Bart going, like, this is the worst I've ever felt, and the worst you've ever felt so far.
I mean, it's the nihilistic optimist of like, look, nobody cares about you, and nobody cares what happens to you, and nothing matters. That's kind of cool. Like, it's like the...
I hate that.
You can choose to look at it as like, oh, fuck. Well, I should just kill myself then. Or you can look at it as like a...
Oh,
all right,
fuck.
Well,
maybe I should kill myself.
No, look at it as like a, well, there's no use dwelling on bad shit because literally it doesn't matter.
Bro, these stakes are so low. Go be a painter. Yeah. Why not?
Do it, man.
Dude, if you die broke, sad, and alone, at least no one will give a shit.
Like most other people, you mean? If you die like how most other people die? Yeah.
Yeah. Alas, poor Yorick. Like, I knew him well. It's just a skull. Everyone's the fucking same once we're dead. Like, this person, ooh, a titan of industry. Like, they, you know, took the world by the balls. They were the CEO
of
a Fortune 500
all the
company.
Houses.
Yeah. They were a CEO of a Fortune 500 company for 5 years. Like, you don't understand. They're going to be in a book that no one's going to read. Like, and then this person, yeah, they like lived their life and were a surfer bum all their entire life and just fucking smoked weed and chilled. They are going to be remembered equally in 50 years. Like,
Unless you do something really bad, like on a global scale.
I like the way that you went with it, because it is like, it's very difficult to be remembered for doing good things. Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, but if you do something real bad, then you'll be remembered.
I burned down what remained of the rainforest.
Hey. Notre Dame, or the Notre Dame? I was the electrician.
No. You got to think bigger than that, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Like, I know that, you know, man-made climate change is a thing. I want to be the man who made it.
I'm the one who invented internet pop-up ads. It was me.
Yeah, that guy is real depressed about his invention. Like, he does hate that. I remember reading an interview with him, and he was just like, Jesus Christ.
I read a similar interview with the woman who developed the scrolling refresh feature on Twitter and a lot of other websites now. And just after all the research came out, how terrible that is for people's brain chemistry, she was a little shell-shocked by it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's good times. Do you think it'd be easier for a single person to destroy the environment or for a single person to, like, improve it?
Destroy. Without a doubt. In order to improve the environment in any sort of meaningful way, you are going to, as a singular person, you're going to have to change the entire global economy and the most powerful people within that global economy. Like, we're talking about, like, 3/4 of the money being made is what is affecting the climate. And so as an individual...
That's my point, right?
I mean, but it's really easy just to, I don't know, set off a dirty bomb.
That wouldn't destroy the environment single-handedly. Right. Like, that's my point, is that you're a drop in the bucket. As a single person, how much can you personally really destroy the environment? Which one would be easier? Whereas if, like, a fucking genius came along and was just like, oh, yeah, carbon scrubbing? I got that. Yeah, like, no, it's right here, fam. Like, and just single-handedly basically fixes 90% of the environmental problems we're facing. And I know that, that's obviously really hard. But because of what you mentioned, that, like, the entire world's economy is destroying the environment, I feel like it'd also be very difficult for you to single-handedly destroy it. Because everyone else is helping.
I invented a new
you.
Strain of microbes. Let me tell you, these fuckers love eating up carbon dioxide.
Yeah, man. I made a giant can of sunscreen, and I'm gonna jump on the cap.
Coat the entire earth in sunscreen.
Yeah, and then there's gonna be my dad's gonna lead a rogue group of cave people that hunt caribou.
I forgot about all of this.
What is this?
Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, yeah. Neutron. That was a Jimmy Neutron episode.
Jimmy Neutron
episode.
Solved global warming. Well, there you go. That's proof. Easier.
Yeah. Ooh, caribou.
I love the, I think it's, Futurama, where they solve global warming by just taking ice from Pluto and dropping it in the ocean at once a year to, like, keep the temperatures down regardless of how much they flood the Earth. But then they just run out of Pluto ice.
Oh god, my favorite line in the series might be from that episode where it's the 50s style edutainment video, and the little girl's just like, ice, that's what daddy puts in his drink, and then he gets mad.
Futurama.
Good show. Should never come back. Good show.
It's already done it so many times.
Yeah, we've had enough endings of Futurama.
What was the final ending? Was that the one with the time
machine? That was the one where they're out of time. But yeah.
That's the actual
right,
series
when they roll
finale.
Together, but then no, we can do a reset. Actually, you won't remember anything though. But the adventures will continue. Yada yada yada. Yeah.
There you go.
Andrew, I think you might know this, but speaking of the environment, and a lot of our listeners might not know this, a lot of places in Los Angeles, a lot of apartments don't have recycling.
Really?
It's kind of fucked up.
Recycling's a scam.
Kinda, yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
Watch YouTube videos. Like, most of the stuff that you're recycling is not recyclable. Yeah. They called it, what, like, wish cycling or something? It's like stuff that you just kind of hope is able to be recycled.
If you've ever seen those videos of recycling plants, most of what they're dumping in there just gets sent to the landfill because it's like, yeah, no, we can't do anything with this. This is not a reusable kind of plastic or metal or anything like that. Like, I know one of the big ones is like all those plastic shopping bags. Not only is that not recyclable, it destroys the machines that sorts stuff. So they're like, please stop putting plastic bags in this. But there are towns, like I know Jade's hometown of Fond du Lac, they discovered recently, they were telling everyone that there was recycling, and there is no recycling plant.
Yeah.
Like, there is a truck that comes around and picks up people's recycling bins, which is separate from the garbage bins, and takes it to the landfill. It's not that it gets sorted and most of it goes to the landfill. There just is no recycling plant. And people found out. They're like, what the fuck? Why did you say there was one? They're like, because people wanted us to tell them that.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's, yeah. No, most the modern recycling industry was basically invented by soda companies so that people would feel less guilty about all the plastic bottles that they're drinking. Like, it's all a complete sham.
You guys ever collect aluminum cans and turn them into a recycling center as a kid?
Yeah.
No? Fair.
No.
Yeah, I mean, like, you'll give them, you know, hundreds of bags of, or hundreds of pounds of aluminum cans, and you get, like, $5.50 for it. But, yeah.
Great.
Because that was one of the things we did. I mean, like, we just did that when we were kids. You know, we would crush cans, you know, from sodas that our parents drank and, you know, stuff like that. And then once a year, we would take the big bin to, the aluminum recycling plant, and they'd give us $1. But then on the golf course that I worked at, you know, we had this giant recycling thing. So every day, we would clean out the garbages and the recycling from the bars and the restaurants and take those aluminum cans and then trade it in, like, once a week for a couple of bucks.
Like, the employees got to keep the money? Or you'd have to give that to the golf course?
I mean, the idea was, it was, like, the grounds crew boss, it was his idea to take all the aluminum cans and turn it in with the intention of, like, at the end of the year, taking the money that was then raised and using it to improve the, you know, to get stuff for, like, the employee lounge. So, like, that's how they got a microwave. Because, like, I'm talking about, like, basic things that should be there. Like, yeah, it's like, we used the money from all the cans recycling last year to get a used microwave on Facebook Marketplace. Like, that type of thing. For $5.
Yeah, I was going to say. So, in other words, just stuff that someone higher up should have been like, I mean, yeah, you get that.
Don't worry, that place is under new management now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I've heard. I've heard more about that place than anyone needs to hear about a rural golf course ever. I know all the fucking dirt
so
on that
place. So much drama.
Yeah, if one of you guys goes down, they're going to think that they've eliminated all the loose ends, but I'll be out there, and I'll know what they did.
You are bearing witness.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell that story. I'll tell your story if you guys both get fucking iced. They'll have left one loose end wide open.
Except you'll just go to the court of law and you won't be a credible witness because it'll be secondhand witnessing.
Your Honor, I have a Google tactic printout that clearly outlines.
It'll be a little, what's it called? A little suspicious when I claim that the golf course did it because your corpses will be, will have been just like battered with nine irons and three woods. And it'll just be like, I wonder. What's the connection here?
I'm sure that no one in rural Wisconsin just has guns. They have to use
They couldn't get them into Wisconsin or into California now. Like, oh, we're just tourists. We want to play the Hollywood courses that all the stars play. Just quick detour into Burbank real quick. Just
Except my ass is still going to get shot. And they're going to be like, Your Honor, clearly if the golf course people did this killing, they would have used golf clubs.
No, they'll have like some weird bullets that have like a golf tee projectiles.
Like the railroad gun from Fallout 4, but it's golf tees.
From Fallout.
They're just going to put golf balls in like a pitching machine.
Yeah.
Spin it reminds me 90 miles an hour.
It reminds me of Barry when he's just like hanging out working on his monologue and all of a sudden just like these little holes start appearing in the wall behind because he's using a silencer. That's what would happen, but with golf tees just like sticking out of the wall.
I went to batting cages, hit a couple off a pitching machine last weekend, first time.
Nice.
It was a good time.
Not good at it.
Lucas hasn't ever played baseball, is my understanding. So.
Not even like just for fun? Like,
I mean, catch, but like as not a child swinging a bat and hitting a ball? I don't think so. Made contact, felt good about that.
Yeah. Lucas had some solid hits.
I mean, I haven't played baseball. I mean, like I did like a couple of pickup games when I was a kid. Like I haven't played baseball in 15 years, I'm sure. So I probably wouldn't be any good at it either.
Your hands kind of sting if you make contact low enough on the bat. Vibrations, right through it.
Yeah. Now, in Wisconsin, it's literally 10 times worse because the beginning of baseball season, especially in high school, is April.
Cold,
so
snow.
Those vibrations, when it's 40 degrees out, are literally detrimental. Like, during a game, you know, it happens like once or twice, so it's fine. But in batting practice, you're literally just continually bashing your hands at this hard object, and it's vibrating through.
Oh God, these molecules are so close together!
They're not having a good time. They don't appreciate it.
Mm-mm. Gonna have a bad time. All right, we got a little pre-show Bucks chatter. Anything we want to speak into the world, into the internet right now?
If Mike D'Antonio or Mike D'Antoni is really available right now, like, would he come over? could we fire Bud and hire Mike D'Antoni
in the middle of this one day? Yeah.
Yeah, in the middle of the series in which he is an assistant coach for the other team. Is that legal? Can we do that?
Oh, yeah, I forgot that Mike D'Antoni is an assistant for the Nets. Somehow.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that would be... I'd take that. That'd be great. So, that's all I want to put into the world.
Okay. That's fair. It's a fair reaction after last night's game.
Yeah. I mean, Bud was, I guess, the perfect coach to get the Bucks to where, you know, from the non-competitive but full of potential Bucks to the, okay, they're a competitor now, Bucks, you know, 2 years ago. He's not the coach that's going to take a team that's built to win now and then win now. I'll always appreciate that he won Coach of the Year for a reason. But like I'll appreciate that he took the Bucks from where they were to where they are now, but he hasn't taken them any farther.
I just
The The Raptors fired Dwayne Casey after he, like, literally he got fired and then he won Coach of the Year. And then the very next year they hired Nick Nurse and got Kawhi. Like, I'm not going to pretend that it was all Nick Nurse.
Yeah.
But, and then they won a championship. Like,
yeah, because if we get Mike D'Antoni and then also get Kawhi, like, which one's going to be more important to the win?
I just...
Kawhi would not go well with these Bucks.
No.
I'm willing to say that. I mean, like, yeah, we would be remarkably good, but there's other superstars that I think would pair a lot better with us.
I don't think there is going to be, like, a significant change in the star power of the Bucks next year, but who, like, what kind of superstar do you think would go best with the Bucks?
So, this is also going to be tainted by the fact that he's so young, so that I think it would be ridiculous, but Luka would obviously be, for me.
We're not going to get Luka, Ryan.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. Like, I'm talking dreams, because we're not going to get Kawhi either, Andrew.
I know,
like,
I know that.
Not going to come to Milwaukee, so I'm just saying, yeah, Kawhi's not a perfect fit. Of course I'm going to take Kawhi fucking Leonard on the team. But I'm trying to think of, like, actual perfect fits, and yeah, I think it's probably Luka.
I think we have a better chance of getting Kawhi than we do of getting Luka, because I think
Luka might not be re-signing. There's all those rumors now that him and the Dallas front office are kind of eh. Yeah. But yeah, no, we'd have to part with a lot of people because we don't have any cap.
Yeah,
but we don't have cap for Kawhi either, so I don't know. But no, Luka's ability to, like, be the guy and make those clutch shots down the stretch. I mean, it is Chris Middleton, but Luka's just 7 year younger and much, much better Chris Middleton.
Yeah. Like, Chris Middleton
doesn't
is good, but Luka is a superstar.
Chris Middleton's definitely streaky. Like, I love the guy, but he's absolutely, like, off and on. And Luka is not streaky. Luka is there every fucking night, absolutely bawling. So a combination of Luka and Giannis for me would be just absolutely unstoppable.
I just don't want to end up in another coaching hole that happened with McCarthy, where ultimately middling, but then sticks around way longer than he should and misuses some really great pieces because, seemingly for McCarthy, the only argument was, well, whoever else we get will probably be about as good and also... But then, you know, that season will be a little rocky because it's a new guy coming in and getting a new setup. And, like, yeah, I don't want that to happen to the Bucks.
It won't. If we don't go to the finals, guaranteed he's fired. If we go, then, there's a chance that they make that argument. But, like, I still think he might be on thin fucking ice, especially after this last game. Because he was on super thin ice until we... like swept the Heat, and it was like, oh, maybe this is a new look. Maybe he's made those adjustments, and now it's just obvious that he hasn't, and yeah, that he's not able to get the most out of these players. And if we do have big names like Rick Carlisle or Mike D'Antoni or Becky Hammond or Chauncey Billups, like, then yeah, it's obvious that we have to move on. To everyone involved, like, all those coaches would probably be an upgrade. Some of them guaranteed upgrade. Mike D'Antoni is, like, a guaranteed ridiculous upgrade from Coach Bud. Like, so, like, yeah, I don't know. It for me, it's a no brainer. If we lose this series, he'll be fired in a day. Like, so we'll see.
We will see. You all in the 300th episode of the Quarantine Cast tomorrow. If you like this episode, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Check us out on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for highlight clips. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @V2_podcast for updates. Email us your questions and business opportunities, voluntaryviewing@gmail.com. ActBlue link in the description if you want to help a collection of great causes. Check us out on Patreon if you want to help us keep the lights on. And follow me at @LucasDeWriter on Twitter to keep up with all of my writing. Halfway through the week, everyone, and good luck with the rest of it.